Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, in this Gospel that is used for Ash Wednesday, condemns the hypocrisy of those who engage in their religious duties simply to be seen by people as being religious. There's nothing wrong with their religious duties, those are good things. But these hypocrites have no regard for their relationship to the Lord. All they care about is appearing to be religious, but they're not religious. They're phonies. And their reward is simply the praise of men, which is empty. They don't receive any special blessing from our Father because their hearts are far from God. This is a great hypocrisy, and Jesus condemns it. On Ash Wednesday, the church celebrates the beginning of Lent, and we go and receive ashes on our heads. And the words that the priest says to you, or whoever gives you the ashes says to you, are these: "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This reminds us of the book of Genesis when God created Adam. He created him out of the clay or the dirt, or what could be called the dust of the earth, and formed it into a man, and then out of him created Eve. So our natural origin seems to be dust. And when we think of what will happen to us when we die, death is a result of original sin, we also shall return to dust. So we go from dust to dust. These words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return," remind us of our mortality. Our lives in this world will end. That is a truth at a time when we simply don't know. Our lives are also very fragile. If we really think about it, every one of us is holding on to life by a thread, and that is the thread of divine providence. God knows when He will call us home. In this world, our lives are not forever. No matter how great someone thinks he or she is, this saying humbles them. "You are dust. Into dust you shall return." It's almost like an insult. You're telling someone that they're nothing. You're nothing but dust. No matter what you've done in life, you're just dust. And that's where you're going, to dust. This saying is quite negative. It doesn't bring joy to our hearts. And we wonder, why do we have to hear this saying every year when we go to church on Ash Wednesday? Ash Wednesday is one of the most popular days in the life of the church. Many people go to receive the ashes, and some people who haven't been to church for quite a long time will make sure they get to Mass or receive their ashes on Ash Wednesday. What's the point of all this? You know, we go to church and to Mass and to hear the readings of sacred scripture, hoping to hear a word that will lift us up and give us hope and raise us above the negativities we endure in life. But here we listen to the most negative words we can hear: "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Well, we have to understand that these words are spoken to us in the context of our relationship to God. We can't forget about our relationship to God. God made us, and He loves us. We have to remember this. God made us, and he loves us, and he made us for himself. And therefore, the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," serve as a kind of challenge or warning. We must be close to the Lord in order to rise above the negativity of these words, because the Lord is eternal. Everything in this world passes away. Only God is eternal. If we live only for the things of this world, we're living for dust. Think about this. If we live only for pleasure or for success or power or popularity, these things pass away and they're so precarious. If I live only for the things of this world, in 50 years, in 100 years, in 10,000 years, I will have lived for dust. It'll all be gone. So I have to live for that which is eternal, the Lord. We are challenged by these words to love God above all. Here the practices of Lent help us very much. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, or charity. Prayer is so important. It is to the soul what breathing is to the body. Prayer is our way of loving God. Fasting is what we do to detach ourselves from the things of the world. Sometimes even the good things of the world can oppress our spirit and our relationship to the Lord. Charity is how we manifest the truth that everything we have doesn't really belong to us. Think of everything you have. Someday, someone else will have those things. When you're long gone, those things will belong to someone else. So they're not really yours, ultimately or eternally. Lent is a way to practice more loving God above all and making sure that nothing gets in the way of loving Him above all. Lent is a kind of spiritual boot camp. In the military, they have physical training. In our life as soldiers for Christ, we have spiritual training. This is our time to renew our devotion to the Lord Jesus, who is eternal. We, each of us, must be honest. Perhaps we have drifted away from the Lord, somewhat or very much. Maybe we have sinned. Perhaps we have not trusted in Him enough, have not prayed enough. Maybe we have wasted our time we could have used in prayer, in knowing the Lord Jesus and loving others. Maybe we have wasted it on things that are useless. Maybe our obedience to the gospel has been incomplete or not prompt enough. Lent is a time to change all that, and we can. God is merciful, and He loves us. He loves us so much that He gives us again and again and again opportunities to begin again in our relationship to Him, this relationship which is most important. Dear brothers and sisters, Lent is upon us, and it is time. It's time to get much more serious in our relationship to the Lord Jesus, time to repent of our sins, to pray more, and to trust in Him completely. If we live this way, then we shall begin to experience ever more deeply in our hearts the joy that comes from the resurrection of Jesus. God bless you.